Good evening. Welcome to the Buck Stops here. I'm Vishnu Shom, and on the program tonight, the shock, the outrage of homeowners across the country. Hardworking citizens who've sunk in their life savings into buying their dream home but have never received it because the builder is often bankrupt or utterly inefficient. Then there are cases where builders, desperate to fob off their incomplete construction, hand over these buildings, these structures, to desperate buyers who have no choice but to receive it, because otherwise they will end up paying even more. Otherwise, they may never even get their homes. On the show tonight, families who wanted their own home but continue to suffer, a handful of builders and lawyers to tell us, is there anything that can realistically be done to change the situation? Well, the Finance Minister, Arun Jaitley, did refer to one of the cases which has been in the news affecting, involving the JP Group. Let's listen in to what he said.
ये केसेस हैं जहां फ्लैट बायर्स ने डेवलपर्स को पैसा दिया हुआ है, उन सबको उनका फ्लैट मिलना चाहिए और हमारी पूरी सहानुभूति उनके साथ है। अब जो केसेस इंसॉल्वेंसी में गए हैं, वहां भी कानून में इसका प्रावधान प्रक्रिया है कि इंसॉल्वेंसी के दौरान किसी भी कंपनी का व्यवसाय कैसे चलेगा, उस कानून में इसका प्रावधान है। और क्योंकि अब ये उस कानून के माध्यम से कवर होंगे, तो जो लोग इससे अग्रीव हैं उनके पास भी इसकी रेमेडी हो सकती है।
So let me put this a little bit in perspective before we start our debate, our discussion this evening. And we'll look at one area to begin with, while let me re-stress that this is a nationwide issue. It affects different constructions of different sizes. Now let's look at the case of Noida on Delhi's outskirts. There are 65 builders who have launched 91 projects in Noida, of which the developers of 75 projects are defaulters. These are massive properties. Now, the builders owe 9,993 crores in land dues to the Noida authority. That includes the interest levied because builders have failed to pay the installments. Now, that's just the authority that feels that it's owed a certain amount of money, a whopping amount of money. But as far as home buyers are concerned, they never have received their homes in the first place. I'm just going to go through our panel. Julie Singh is a home buyer, and hasn't she booked a home in 2014, right?
Yes.
And there has been no construction progress since 2014. Bhaskar Bhaseen, another buyer, thanks very much for being with us. You booked your flat in 2010,
yes,
I believe.
Absolutely.
You still haven't got it.
No.
All right. Anchal Bora, you are also a buyer. You've bought two houses in 2010. Possession was supposed to be given when?
2013.
Yeah. All right. Mr. Harish Babbar?
Yeah.
You bought your home in?
2011.
And what were you promised?
2014.
And how much of it has been constructed?
No more. Only 40% it has been constructed.
And what have you been promised? When will it now come?
They asked to give us on 2014. But still there is no workings going on.
It's not going to happen, is it?
Not happen. Only false promises and that.
Abhay Kumar also with us. Abhay Kumar is the CMD of Griha Pravesh. We'll be talking to you about a few solutions, if there are any realistically available. Mm-hmm. I'm also joined by Sunil Tyagi. He's a senior property lawyer who's been fighting these cases for a very long time. And Pankaj Bajaj, the MD of Eldeco Infrastructure. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. Bhaskar, let me come to you first. How have you lost a dream? No, it's not just money, it's a dream.
Absolutely. I mean, you've just put it in perspective, to be honest. You know, 2010, we are all people service classed, right? We had a dream of buying a home, invested all our savings till date, you know, just from the promise of getting it by, let's say, 2013 or 14. We are standing in 2017. And frankly speaking, I don't see it even in 2020-25 the way it is, right? We've gone every place, all corners. You want to talk about one authority or the builder or even the SSP, you just name it. You know, we've got gone everywhere, and I can show you, you know, proofs everywhere, right? So what
is the builder telling you now?
So frankly, the last time we met the builder was in May, end of May. Mm-hmm.
Right? And this is the Amrapali Group.
Amrapali Group, mm-hmm. Yes. We had a good long meeting with them. The guy clearly told us that, you know, open up an escrow account and, you know, we'll try and complete it. I don't have money to put it in from my side. Wherein if you look at the reality, the fact is that 95% of the payment has already been done. I'm talking about golf homes in particular, let's say one of the projects, mm-hmm. just for an example perspective. Mm-hmm. Till date, nothing is there. The builder does not have money to put, right? We went to the authority, spoke to them. They have a good, you know, plan in place, as they call it. I asked the guys over there as well, where are we as stakeholders? Nowhere. So they plan to get a consultant in there. They plan to get an audit done of the builder. But when I asked them, you're going to do it behind closed doors, where are we? We are also a stakeholder. We were nowhere.
Julie, did you buy this house on EMIs?
No, I've paid like...
So you paid your cash up front?
Yes.
And you've lost pretty much, you've lost it. I mean, yes, unless the house comes to you.
Yes, yes. Like there is no hope still in the future. We are paying rent, bank interest, like I'll say overall, like in general, like some buyers are paying interest. We are paying rent and now we are wasting our time. But still I can say that there is no action. There is no action taken from the government against these builders. Just we are feeling that our voice is not audible to them, to the authorities. We are suffering. We are on roads today, but still we do not get any positive response. So,
can I just ask you, how much have you sunk in?
40%.
40% of the total amount which was due?
Yes, yes, yes.
Sunil Tyagi, you know, the amount of money which a lot of these the home buyers are putting in is anything between upwards of 30 to 40 lakhs to several crore rupees. It depends on the size of the property, how the property was initially assessed, etc., etc. These are people who've lost everything. They've lost a dream. Many of them continue to pay EMIs, which they need to keep paying because they're legally bound to pay it. On the other hand, the property builder is legally bound to provide that property but has failed. What options realistically do these buyers have?
See, there is a panic definitely in the buyers. They have invested a huge sum and their lifetime investment over here for a long time. However, they have still not received their flats. And for next 9 months, there's still no hope for them. But I must tell them, this is a resolution process. In 9 months, first, the entire process is to revive the company and the projects. It's not that the company will go straight away in liquidation. First, they will try to revive each and every project. What the resolution process meant is that the lenders will have the IRP appointed guy to analyze what all money is due to the company from buyers or from the unsold stock, and what is the cost of construction for the pending construction. After having the entire data, they will try to arrange the funds to complete the project. Once the entire data is available and they arrive at a resolution whether this project can be constructed and company can be revived, after that, this will be the question whether the company will go in liquidation. I must assure all the buyers that liquidation will be the last option with the authorities, with the lenders and the government. As one of the buyer just now said, they have invested their lifetime money and they are paying EMIs to the bank and they will continue to pay for the next 9 months and without even assurance whether they will get the flat or the money also not. So this is the last option. There's no alternative with the government authorities and lenders but to deliver the project, whether by infusing more funds or otherwise. But the flats have to be delivered. That'll be the most important aim of the resolution process. No other would be the other option.
Okay. You had a point, yes?
Yeah, to Vishnu, to just what sir said, one of the points is he says we're going to be right at the, you know, liquidation is going to be right at the bottom of the list in pecking order. My question to the gentleman would be, if, let's say, an authority, right, and I've been part of this.
What is your question?
Right. So basically what I really want to ask is, let's say if the authority decides, and as he just said, which they've also shown us a rosy picture of saying that we're going to get a consultant, get their audit done. Once the audit is done, we're probably going to get a co-developer. You know, there are loads of options on the table that they put off. My point is, why can't buyers be a part of that process? Frankly, if you ask a buyer, they don't trust the authority. They don't trust the government right now. We've gone to SSP, we've gone to DMs, we've gone to
Mr.
city
Mr. Tyagi, you want to come in over there? These are people who are aggrieved. Shouldn't they be part of the process of resolution?
Yes, they will be the part of the process. I must clarify over here. There is the resolution process provides for appointment of a committee which will be monitoring this entire process, in which the creditors will be part and the buyers will be allowed to be part of that.
Okay.
Buyers will have their representative on the board of the committee who will decide the entire resolution process.
Does this satisfy you as an answer, sir?
One question is that.
Sorry?
Can't this authority cancel their lease of the builder, those who have paid 10%? And give it to the potential buyer like NBCC is ready to go for this project. Can't it like this?
Is that possible, sir, in your view?
No, it is very difficult process.
Yes, this is also.
I'll tell you, no, this is not the
solution.
This will
be possible.
I must tell you. Why it is not possible?
The cancellation of lease.
Because authority is right now, they are talking about that selling the balance inventory and getting the work done. But how much inventory is left? Do you have the data for that?
And realistically, how do you sell
it? Realistically, I can say about the projects which we are talking, they are not left with more than 10% of the inventory.
Absolutely.
The best solution is to unveil the corporate veil. And then only you lift the corporate veil, you go to the builder, seize their personal property, and then you see that they will come to the books.
But that wouldn't necessarily help everybody. The personal property of the builders alone wouldn't refund everybody of the value of their home.
See, what has happened here, a lot of builders, they have transferred their funds to some of their other projects or some of their subsidiary companies.
That's a
you will
key
have
point.
To look the trail of the funding, where the fund has gone. Then companies, they can be held liable for it.
Pankaj Bajaj, as an MD of an infrastructure firm, a company which believes in getting this right, is that really where the problem is, that there has been a diversion of funds which were meant for the construction of a particular project, when these were received from banks or from buyers directly, ultimately went to fuel other expenses in these construction companies, and therefore is that the problem? The reason why a lot of these buyers will never get their money back is because it simply vanished.
I'm not privy to specific information about specific developers diverting their funds. I can't deny that there could be that case, that in some cases funds could have been diverted, but frankly that only a forensic audit will show. But to say that is every project which is stuck and every developer who's defaulting is doing it because funds have been diverted to his personal properties or to some other project, I think that's exaggerating it.
Okay.
There are systemic flaws. There is a reason, Vishnu, why 75 out of 91 projects are defaulting. And there is something wrong in the system, obviously. So the government has stepped in, a new act has been formulated, and that act is going to protect future customers. The question now is, what's going to happen to the earlier customers? Let me point out why I think these projects are getting delayed. Frankly, many of them were unviable to begin with. And if you give me 2 minutes, I'll explain why they were unviable to begin with. There was, say, the cost of the land cost per square foot was 1,000 rupees. The construction and other costs were 2,000 rupees. And so it cost the builder 3,000 rupees to build it. He didn't have the money, the 1,000 rupees, to pay up front. So he borrowed either from the authority by way of installments or from a bank. And he had budgeted an interest cost of 500 rupees. So the entire cost was 3,500 rupees a square foot. He sold at 4,000 rupees a square foot, thinking that he has a decent profit margin. But somewhere along the way, a 2-year project became a 5-year project for many reasons. Because of the National Green Tribunal ban, because of probably the builder was inefficient. In some cases, he could have diverted funds. I'm not denying that. Or whatever reason. And there were various other things which happened. Now, what happened was that the loan that he took, either from the authority or the bank, that loan which was to be repaid in 2 years, has stretched over 5 years. His overheads have stretched over 5 years. So the interest component, which he thought was going to be 500 rupees a square foot, has now become 1,000 rupees a square foot or 1,500 rupees a square foot. The cost of construction has gone from 2,000 rupees to 2,500 rupees.
So basically, it's projects which are hopelessly managed at every level.
See, Vishnu, that's not the case. That's not the case with JP Infotech Limited. Yeah, all the buyers of JP Infotech Limited has nearly paid 95% of the money. You know, they've got the land for free. They have their own cement plant. They've got steel. What else you need to make a building? They've got the land in the lieu of the Yamuna Expressway, which they've made.
No, the land is not.
So everything is over there. The land bank is with them. So where is the money gone? It's a complete case of white money laundering from one company to the other company. What they've done is that they've made JP Infratech Limited a special purpose vehicle as a white elephant. And they've just like sucked the entire money given by the hardened money, what we guys have given to them. And the system is just, it's a complete system failure.
One sec, Mr. Bajaj, you want to come in over there? And before you do, I just want to make it clear that we did try and speak to JP, but none of their representatives came on board this program. But Mr. Bajaj, you wanted to respond to that?
Yeah, I can't answer for JP.
I'm not asking you to. Just for the perspective
just
of...
Just to clarify, nobody...
Yeah. I'm just asking you to comment on the point that was made not for JP.
For any reason.
Mr. Bajaj, you should come
forward. Yeah, so a project can delay. Vishnu, a project can get delayed for any reason. Beg your pardon?
But Mr. Bajaj, isn't that the problem? A project can be delayed for any reason. If you've got thousands of people who are paying through EMIs who have sunk their money, the groundwork is obviously done by somebody else, and these builders have got it atrociously wrong.
And Vishnu, to add
so
to that.
While Mr. Bajaj, I appreciate the list of reasons which you have explained.
It is obvious.
You've outlined the list of reasons why things have failed. The question is accountability. It's not with the buyer, it is with the builder.
With the builders and with the authorities.
Why has there been enough action against builders?
And Vishnu, to top it up,
absolutely.
Just half a sec, I'll come to you next.
Denying that there should be action against defaulting builders.
No, so I'm not saying you're. I'm not saying you're denying that. I'm just trying to identify. It's an absurd situation. How can you have people who spent their money in 2010, in 2017, they have not got their house and they won't get till 2025 if they are lucky. Chances are they'll never get it.
I agree. It is absolutely. So it is absolutely absurd. I feel the pain of the thousands of apart from being the MD of my company, I'm also the president of the body of developers called CREDAI in the NCR region. So I know I feel the pain of thousands of customers, and I know that all this talking is not going to alleviate their pain. But the point is, why have these projects defaulted? And now 2 points. One is bringing the builder to book. By all means, bring him to book. Who's saying that let him go scot-free? If he's made a false promise or a promise which he intended to be right but could not deliver on, let the law take its course. Fine. That's number one. But is that going to alleviate the pain?
That doesn't mean these individuals getting their homes delivered. How are the houses going to get delivered? That's a very important point.
Vishnu, action has to be taken.
Okay, Mr. Bajaj, lots of people here want to make their point. Just give me half a second quickly, and then
I would just like to add in that the basis of allotment of the plot in Noida itself was faulty.
Yes.
You just pay 10% of the cost and you get the land.
But then that's what buyers made a mistake in getting into.
No, buyers were not aware of it. Buyers, they don't know that you have to just pay 10% of the amount I will tell you the reason. It has the spiral effect. That 10% of the 10% of the cost you pay and you get the plot registered. And then you start getting in the bookings. Once you get the bookings, you see that a lot of funds are lying in your kitty.
Yes.
Then what happens that they are actually motivated or the greed factor comes in and they want to buy another plot by paying another 10%.
Right.
Now what happens? Now there's a recessionary time. This is the recessionary time. Now another plot where he has already paid the 10% of the amount. The project which he started, he is not able to complete because 10% is already diverted.
Yes.
And now the cost is not increasing.
So they've overextended themselves.
And that cost is not increasing. His entire basis of the project was that the cost will go northwards, which didn't happen. So the basis itself was the faulty. I will come to the solution also. First, I'm telling you.
Yeah, Julie, go ahead.
Yes, when authority wants their money, then they take action. And what about our money? Authority is not only responsible for the approval of the projects, but also what is the progress in the project. Like we, the buyers, we can see there is no progress in the project, but authority don't realize what they are doing. I just want to say, our government, they always wait for the worst situation to take place. What they want us to kill ourselves to realize, then they'll realize the value of our money. We are the common people. We have invested our hard-earned money in the project. We have a dream. We did not make the investment. Owning a flat is our dream. We have invested it. Now we are paying rent. We are not getting the income tax benefit because we did not get the possession. And in future also, we can't trust them now because there is, when I went for the registration, that time also I saw the same situation is still today. And even like from last 4 days, people are on the roads, but what is, nothing, they are doing nothing. It's
you
totally sad.
My point to Mr. Bajaj, my question to Mr. Bajaj was that he is saying that, the law will take its own course. Yeah, but what was the law was slipping out the way?
Yes.
2010, we booked the apartment. 2017, we are sitting. The gentleman is saying 2015, there is no hindsight that we will see our apartment. Hum log ghar pravesh karenge. Nothing. It is absolutely chaos. Now, we take the case.
Mr. Tyagi, was the law sleeping?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It is sleeping right now,
Mr. Tyagi.
It is still sleeping.
Still, how absurd a situation do thousands of people
Mr.
find
Jetty
themselves?
Mr. Jetty came on the television and he said, okay, I've got sympathy.
Mr. Tyagi, you have outlined all of the options which are legally available. But isn't it ironic that till date none of this has resulted in justice? It's not that there were no cases. I've got a list of cases, the number of complaints on property which have gone up over the years. Right, there have been thousands of cases. There used to be just a few hundred over the last few years. But where is the justice in all of this?
Could you please repeat the question?
No, I'm just asking, sir, where is the justice in this? Has the law gone to sleep?
Yeah,
there has been no dearth of complaints. But why is it that we are having this program at all? Why has there been no justice?
So, you know, the previous system of justice was only with the available with the customers who are going to the National Commission or District Forum for their redressal of grievance, where it was taking years to decide complaints. Therefore, the new legislation came up, RERA, yeah, which has been recently enforced. And, you know, there has been a speedish remedy provided over there. Wherever there is a complaint by the buyers, it will be decided within 60 months. The authority has been empowered to cancel their registration and take over the project, give it to the buyers. Buyers will have the first right to complete the project themselves. So the new legislation has come because the previous system was faulting. They were not able to deliver within the system which was provided earlier. Therefore, the new provision, RERA, has come up now. So
okay,
the things are changing now. We have to look at the new provisions.
I have a question particularly for Mr. Bajaj. He says let law take its own course. I mean, probably it's an allegation if he wants to take it that way, but these builders and the government officials have such a nexus that they will not act against them. Here is a particular complaint we filed with the SSP, Bisrak, right,
mm-hmm,
to go ahead and have proceedings of 420 against the particular builder. Till date. Look at the date of the application, the receiving of the...
Happened.
Nothing.
Nothing.
We met SSP Noida,
sir,
nothing. DM, nothing.
Sir, I'm out of time, so I haven't spoken to you very much at all.
Mm.
What was your dream and where are you today? Just tell us your story.
Myself is a senior citizen. I had a dream to book this investor clinic, realtor, the property dealer, with the assumption JP Group is a very big group, with a very good image. And that time I booked all my money what I had.
Was this your life savings?
That was my life saving, hard earned money, which I put it there. Now I am nowhere.
Well,
paying EMI and I have paid full amount there.
Are you a senior citizen, sir? You're
yeah,
a senior citizen.
Myself,
as a senior citizen, you're still paying EMI.
EMI.
You've sunk in your life savings and you
yeah,
haven't got your home.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody is watching this program out there who happens to be one of the builders or perhaps the government, what are you going to do beyond statements that you're out to help and the law is going to make a real difference? What about the thousands of people
who have been affected so dreadfully? When are they ever going to get their homes? There are so many questions. So many people have actually pursued all of this legally. Have they got a solution? No. I'm afraid we're completely out of time. Thanks very much for being with us.